Hey, calm down, calm down. Laughter over. We're having a laugh in the Spiegel tent.
I am here with
Steve Tilston. Nice to see you.
And nice to see you too. And nice to hear you. It's weird listening to you play and then there'd be two people clapping because there's only two people in the room.
Yes, I'm used to that. My mother and my daughter.
We are, of course, sound checking ready for tonight at the Milton Keynes International Festival, where there will be an album launch. Please tell me more about it.
Yes, it's the Boat Project. A lot of songs written by a lot of songwriters. It's going to be one of those days, I can see. And hopefully I shall remember the words for tonight. This boat has been made, and incorporating in the hull have been all these bits of wood that people have donated, little bits of gewgaws, little bits of, you know, a bit of a guitar or walking stick, swagger stick, bobbin, any kind, driftwood, any kind of thing. And it's a bloody work of art. I saw it just seen it, excuse me swearing, but it was just took my breath away.
Like,
yeah, I mean, it was, as long as it won't go any further than the internet.
That was the joke we were having before.
As long as it's just between you and me. Yeah. And it's an absolutely beautiful piece of art. And so all these songs were written for this to really praise this. And I suppose they're all kind of like lovely. It's such a romantic thing, a boat, isn't it? I mean, it's one of the most romantic things. I don't think I could ever think of a boat that isn't romantic. Maybe an old minesweeper, probably, but certainly this is a lovely sailing ship, and it's small, only about 30 foot long, but it's beautiful, lovely little thing. And so I wrote one. By the time I got involved, all the good stories had been taken, all these stories about these bits and pieces. So I said, well, how about if I write an overview song, you know, about the whole, just the idea about all these things coming together and being incorporated in the hull of the boat. And that's, there you have it.
Well, it's interesting how your song ties together the stories. And in the way the album has tied together some really interesting collaborations, and the boat ties together, you know, thousands more. And in fact, there's 70 other boats incorporated in this boat. I don't think you're going to be asked to get involved in a project like this again, are you?
I mean, who knows? I mean, who could have foreseen this one coming? So that's the great thing about it, because I never know what's round the corner.
We're from similar geographical... you're still Leicestershire area?
Well, right? No, I mean, I live in Yorkshire now. I mean, okay. I was brought up in Leicestershire as a kid. I mean,
I'm there, most of my grandmother's there, so although I'm in Cambridgeshire now, it's kind of interesting to see how you've moved around and see... I was at a weird little... They called it the World Festival in a park in Hinckley recently in Leicestershire.
Right, yes,
and the storytelling involved in folk and just the storytelling involved in these little pockets that occur all around our amazing country.
Yeah.
You've had an incredible history when you think about some of the Birch Yankshires and the stuff that you've done in your own clubs and spaces. What is it about our fair nation and this music?
Well, it's, if you think about it, the what we have given, you know, we give the British Isles and Ireland, what we have actually given to the world in certain regards folk music. Now, I suppose that a lot of that is because, you know, the English language, through one reason or another, has become sort of like the preeminent language. But I mean, the thing is, these beautiful songs that have been written by all these unnamed songwriters over the centuries, and added to and burnished down the centuries, and I mean, a lot of them we're rediscovered for us in the Appalachians by people like Cecil Sharp. You know, I mean, a lot of these songs that, in fact, one of the on my latest album, I do a rewrite of an old song that Cecil Sharp rediscovered called Nottingham Town. I don't think anybody had a version over here. So they had to go to America to find these wonder, you know, these kind of like captured in time, really, these little time capsules of music.
How many albums have you done now?
Well, it's got to get up for about 20 or so. Yeah, not too. I mean, it's I kind of had a very prolific burst, and then I kind of I like to kind of let songs fester for a bit before I put them, you know, for a couple of years.
Steep
is the word. That was the word I was searching for. Yeah.
And tonight, what about Milton Keynes? Does Milton Keynes conjure up any memories?
Well, it doesn't conjure up any memories, really. But funny enough, I was kind of just had a walk down to see the boat. And I thought, actually, this is very nice. But, I mean, mind you, I suppose, you know, even sort of Solihull would look very nice in this kind of way. No, actually, Solihull's... No, I shouldn't say things like that. Why don't I maybe say that? No.
Because we have this preconception, don't we?
Yeah, no, this beautiful weather, though, it makes anything look good, doesn't it? I mean, but it's... No, I really enjoyed walking downtown, looking around and noodling around the shops and things, yeah. I bought myself a shirt, you know.
It looked pretty new, yeah, but I wasn't sure.
Right. Yes, it's got a kind of new all of it.
You have to sweat in it a bit more, but linen, it's hard to sweat.
As we speak.
And I'm sure there'll be loads more tonight. Things kicking off here at 5:30 in one tent, and then moving through to the Spiegel tent at 8 o'clock. I'm really looking forward to anybody you've worked with many times before here?
No, apart from Rachel, Becky in particular. Becky is, up until recently, was living in the same part of Yorkshire as I was, Hebden Bridge, and so we're kind of virtually neighbours, and we did a couple of things for the Hebden Bridge Festival. One of them we're doing tonight, as well as the boat song. Mm-hmm. So we're doing this other song that I wrote about the coming of the Vikings that we're doing together. So that should be nice, yeah.
If people want to find out about your previous 20 albums and what are you up to, where can they go online?
Well, the best of luck. I mean, no,
a humble man for the history you've had in this.
if you go on my website, you can, all the information you need is there, yeah.
Which is stevetilston.com.
That's it, all the
easy to remember.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.